Hallelujah. You see, I hear the Lord speaking. I hear the Lord speaking. There is somebody here, and from what I see, this person has not slept for 3 days. There's somebody here, you have had issues with sleeping for 3 days, inside or outside. If that is your case, please come. You have had issues with sleeping for 3 days. Before we proceed, we are going to pray. You know, sometimes somebody can be in a particular battle, all right, and then you now show up and you lend your support, and the battle is overturned. The Lord says that while we were jumping, He spoke to me and He said that He has removed marital barriers. Just in case you have been trusting God for marriage, the barriers have been lifted. Yeah. It seems the amen of the choir is louder. I join my faith with your faith in the name of Jesus. Marital barriers have been lifted up. Now, you see, the presence of God is coming stronger on the platform. So can we stretch forth our hands and pray for these two sisters? That, because you are going to sleep tonight, so much sleep. So we want to dislodge that evil spirit that is responsible for taking sleep from them. The Bible says He giveth His beloved sleep. So let's pray for them right now. Lako samate lekerato maisa kunda halabara. Kaya bose mase sahante lakuta balato minakati abraski bahante. Mantonza ika branta babula halabaria. Sinto baske breheza balato. Meyako santo menezahita kasketa branta babula tama. Neato sela kaila kumbrela kaparato mina saletane kaita kandela babarata. Endo masande la kanse zela hura maskabria tababole kade. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the yoke. We break the yoke. And we release you from the attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You will sleep now. But listen, sister. I've seen for the past eight months. 8 months. I've seen for the past 8 months an attempt. Attacks. Series of attacks in the past 8 months. But you see, God has handled that matter. Listen to me, there is somebody here. Two of you can go, you will sleep. You know, when I was 13 years old, that was when I was supposed to die, 13. You know, my mom is a nurse and they know all those things. So I had an infirmity that sickness, drugs could not heal. And that was what they were saying in the natural, because I was unconscious, I was in a coma. Right? So, but that in the natural coma, but in the spirit, I was on a tour. Yes, the tour lasted for 8 hours. And it was a tour of heaven. And I was in the company of four angels. And they were the ones that told me that my life was to end at 13. But there was a decree that came from heaven And that decree was what released them to come help me fight. So when they fought, and they won, and they decided to take me around heaven. And as we were going different places, I've not been given liberty to go into details of that experience. There is one place we were brought to, and we could see another dimension. From that place, we could see another dimension. People that were going to hell, we could see it from that part of heaven. And it was in that encounter that I was told I would be a preacher. Meanwhile, before this thing happened, before the sickness came, I felt a darkness. So after that experience, anytime I come into a meeting and I feel that darkness, I know that somebody is about to die. That darkness is here today. It means that there is somebody in this congregation, either inside or outside, that is marked for death. That was the time God gave me a promise. Gave me a promise. That He will bestow upon me authority to be able to call people. People that are already marked for death, they have an appointment with death. He gave me the authority to be able to call them back after that deliverance that took place in my life. So I can enter a vehicle and discern that there's death in it. An aeroplane, and you know that there's death. Somebody has that mark here. But I'm going to pray. Lean unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 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 Blessings and glory, wisdom and skill, power and might, be unto the Lord available now, forever and ever. Blessings and glory, wisdom thanksgiving, and honor, the Lord forever and ever and ever. If you are inside or outside, just help me lift your right hand as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone in this congregation that has been marked with the mark of death, an appointment has been set, a date has been picked to cut that life off. You are a God of the living, a God of life. And so today we terminate that appointment. Amen. I ask, Lord, anywhere that individual is, let your mighty hand become strong upon that person. Amen. So that we can identify the person. You don't need to say amen anymore. Holy Spirit, help me find that individual so that we can release him from the bondage. Help me find the individual. Help me find the individual. Help me find the individual. Let your hand come stronger. Nothing can resist your presence. Nothing can resist your presence. Nothing. Nothing can resist your presence. You have called us as messengers of the new covenant, according to the Spirit, so that through our ministry, life can go forth. Let your strong hand, your mighty hand, let it be stretched forth. Let it be stretched forth in this congregation. Oh. Mumbrasita bahabateli kumbala. Osamateli bosheketali mohonda. Oh Lord. In Jesus' name. Choir, you may sit, please. It is by His grace that we have been made able ministers of the new covenant. A ministry of life. Can we delete the appointment that they have? Stretch your hand in that. Delete the appointment that they... We decree it null and void. Alamboro seke samantela yikabahayeta. Yakasanto minabranta baboli bakadibala. Mento samande hezahika masaleto komba. Preskombe la shika bahayeta komba hayla. Mala, 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 mala. Mala, sela, bonde, shiman, zala, baraita. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. You. To be glorified. You are worthy, Almighty God. You are worthy.
To be glorified, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord.
There's remaining one person. And the person is on this row. Those of you here, can you just lift your hand? Father, in the name of Jesus, help me find this one. We forbid every appointment. Every appointment. We forbid every appointment. Help me find. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Help me. Help me. I need your help. I need your help. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You may put down your hand. Ah. Okay. Bring him. But this is not the person I saw. Bring him. We'll still continue. Thank you for this one, Lord. But I insist upon the one you showed me. The one you showed me. You will come out of that place that they kept you. Just take it forward. Don't worry. Take it. Can we still do it again? Just lift your hands. Just lift your hands. Oh my God. Now, I need oil. Just give me oil for this one. Aeko sambarato mina grace kosa iteke. Marababababababa. Siboko perani kaskito kaila. Father, in the name, just your right hand. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you help me find that one who has a mark of death. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Father. 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 Help. Okay, he's coming now. He's coming strong. He's coming strong. Help me identify. Help me identify that one. Help me identify that one. Enemies stronger than such a one have been arrayed against that life. Help me identify. Help me identify that one, Lord. Place your hand upon that one. Place your hand. Place your hand. Place your hand. In the name of Jesus. I ask for your help. Okay, it's coming stronger again. I ask for your help. 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 I ask for your help, Lord. Bali masi, Bali masha katale mohobre, I Susana Brande. Abarana Zika Breskonte Mahasusana Habata. Alatete Bohosoko Mahaita. Mansum Haitos Mabres Mabres. Kipate Kongre Masanda Baboria. Pahate Kabasima. Ah. Now help me bring her. Help me bring her. I stand in the office of the call. I stand in the office of the call. I stand in the office of the call. And I cut off every heavy burden that was placed upon you in the spirit. I cut it off in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, I'm seeing somebody. There is a bone condition. You have a bone condition on one of your legs. And there is a particular time of the year. There's a particular time of the year. You feel excruciating pain coming from that bone. Let me see her face. Ah, bring her. Love Korea, Mama, the society. Rabu Samina, Kaske Somalite. Namosetu Brendo. Ekabayato Sabene Kaski. Ayakumba Abara. Jesus. I reverse utterances that have been made that have the capacity to cause injury, hardship that is not from God, limitations, and struggles. Father, I break that protocol. Let that program that is running in the life of my sister here be banished forever. Every appointment that was set up by powers that are not God, I disappoint the appointment in the name of Jesus Christ. And just in case someone exercising some form of family authority decided to handpick you as a specimen that will be used to balance accounts, in the name of Jesus, I stand in the office of the call. And I turn the hand of that utterance. And I dissolve it by the blood of Jesus. Down from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let the hand of God descend upon you. And if there be any deposit, let it be neutralized. Neutralized. Neutralize. 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 In Jesus' name. I spoke about someone and there's a bone condition. Yes, so at what season do you feel the pain? Are you also implicated by that utterance? All right. Come close. I am a mama. Now let's pray in tongues for 5 minutes. There's a battle. Imakaito. Leboka Masanda. Ira Masanda. Saheso Sanimataila. Brando Samataila. Ikamataila. Maraske. Marise Samahaito Komba Samahaita. Ikamasanda Babore Mai. Marise Selo Kombre Mahika Basanda. Marise. Ikamasailo Kabra Halatamina Kante. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, behold your people that are standing. I'm even seeing that one of you, when that thing started, favor was taken out of your life. But the hand of God will come upon you strong to reverse that pattern in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I neutralize this pain and its consequences. I neutralize this pain and its consequences. I neutralize this pain and its consequences. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. I neutralize it. In the name of Jesus. Now I reverse the pattern of your fortunes. We reverse the pattern. The pattern. Lord, I neutralize that pain, that pattern, that cycle. Let it be blotted out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yeah, I'm seeing two people outside. You have migraine. I cannot see the side of the head. You have migraine. You suffer from migraine. Two people outside. Half of your head. Headache on half of your head. Headache. And one of you, the thing can become so sensitive. So sensitive. So intense. Two people. You are sitting outside. Migraine. Come. Those two people outside. You have migraine, half of your head. May the pattern around your life be turned around forever.
Amen.
Go and find favor.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Migraine from outside. I'm waiting for the second person. There are two people I saw. It can be more than two, but it cannot be less than two. Can be more than two, but they cannot be less than two. Migraine. Okay. Come. Okay, you just keep looking at me. Just keep looking. Father, in the name of Jesus, transmit into this young man life. Life. You will leave. All right. Can we pray for these three people outside and break the yoke of migraine? Break the yoke of migraine. Yeah. We destroy the root of migraine in the name of Jesus Christ. And if the manifestation of the migraine is an expression of a greater battle, we beckon on Jehovah Sabaoth to set foot in the troubled terrain in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You may sit.